Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Thermopylae podcast series. With the rescheduled GEOINT conference coming up in a few weeks, now is the ideal time to gain some insights into what Thermopylae will be showcasing at the event and also hear about some key themes that will be covered as well. Today we're speaking with A.J. Clark, who is the president of Thermopylae Sciences and Technology, about what to expect at the upcoming GEOINT conference. And AJ, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Matt. Thanks a lot.
Sure. Thanks for taking the time. We really appreciate it. And let's just jump right in, and we'll start from the top at a high level. You know, just please provide us with an overview of what you all be showcasing at the GEOINT 2013 Asterix, is what they're calling it, conference.
Absolutely, yes. We're very excited about the conference, and we have about four or five different areas that we're focusing on this year. The first area is our corporate products that we invest in and conduct research and development on to keep up with emerging technology in both spatial and mobile spaces. The other one is the Google suite of products. They're a close partner with ours, and we work to bring their capabilities to both private and public sector customers. We also have some visualization capabilities to highlight the geospatial nature of our software and Google software. And then we have some new capabilities focused on wearable computing to inform our clients and partners of where the high water mark is with wearable computing and how the peripherals associated with spatial technology are changing. So to dive in on our products, we plan to show iSpatial, which is a web-based framework for visualizing spatial data, managing spatial data. Works closely with Google Earth and Maps. It's designed to really make geospatial analysis and interaction with data very simple, to bring it to the common user. The other product is Ubiquiti, which we have displayed in the past, and we're showing the latest advances around it. It deals with contextual-based mobile computing, the ability to create mobile applications on the fly by a layperson with no coding skills required, and to have mobile application functionality that changes based off of areas of interest, geofences, time of day, the job or mission that the individual finds himself in. And then we also have our iHarvest product, which is focused on analysis related to user activity or any activity on a network. It is used spatially to identify communities of interest around areas. If a crisis occurs and you have individuals responding from different agencies, different businesses, different sectors, it provides an algorithm to highlight similarity amongst activity, both from a thematic and spatial context. So users that may not know one another are quickly introduced to each other so that they can collaborate around specific projects. And then the fourth thing that we'll be showing is a more light stealth mode project that we've been working on in collaboration with other groups in the open source space, the big data space, and the government space, that really advances the science of how big data is managed. It focuses on being able to conduct deep learning on spatial data and conduct more automated analysis and alerting on very, very complex GIS data in a very simple way so that a common user can get the benefit of GIS data that has hyperdimensional elements. So that's our suite of capabilities we'll be demonstrating. From the Google side, we'll have the traditional Google Maps, Google Earth, but we'll also be showing some of the new Google mapping capabilities that were released last year, and we'll be providing insight into Google Earth Engine, Google Portable Servers, as well as Google Maps Engine, which is Google's more recent cloud-based spatial offering. All of this, of course, will come together on our Liquid Galaxy display, and that's an immersive visual display of about eight flat-screen panels, provides the user a semi-virtual reality experience as they look at spatial data. We find that it does a very good job of bringing out the 3D elements of tools like Google Earth and provides a lot of real estate to show all this combination of spatial data that we're pulling together from different areas, from the imagery to the full motion video to static data like terrain and roads, to contributed information, maybe reports about where a traffic jam is or where an IED went off, all the way to dynamic data, you know, current weather feeds, Blue Forest data, where are your people in the field, and what are they doing. So Liquid Galaxy is a very cool way to display and highlight all of the different Google and TST technology. And then we'll have, on the side, we'll have some of the peripheral devices. We find that there's a lot of advances occurring in wearable computing right now. And as we focus on geospatial and location, the ability to contribute data and consume data in a mobile fashion really allows us to inform our roadmaps to think about the kinds of ways that we'll interact with those devices in the future as they become more commonplace. So Google Glass is one example of that that we'll have on display. Our Ubiquiti product envisions everything everywhere with contextual-based computing. And with Glass, we see that as one platform that allows us to demonstrate how Ubiquiti can operate in more than just a smartphone environment, but takes things to a new level with some of the wearable computing solutions that are out there. Glass is one of the more publicly known ones. There's others that we work with, but we have access to a handful of theirs, so we're going to be demonstrating that for the folks at GeoInt to see. And then the last thing that's kind of interesting in that peripheral world is we'll have a few Oculus Rift devices on display, and Oculus is a new virtual reality headset that basically lets users step inside their favorite games or virtual worlds. For TST, we have a vision to visualize data from the real world in a virtual environment, a digital environment. We see the lines blurring when you think about watching all of that spatial data that I just talked about on a Liquid Galaxy display, the video, the imagery, the weather data, the locations of people and traffic. You start to create a virtual environment, a virtual representation of the real world. And that's really where we're driving at as an organization, to be able to replicate that environment both for analytics as well as business decisions and situational awareness. So the Oculus Rift is a very cool product. It uses custom tracking technology to provide low latency 360 degrees of head tracking. So if you move your head, you see it will move the virtual display you're in. Allows you to really seamlessly look around a virtual world. It has stereoscopic 3D views with incredible depth and scale. It's when you put this thing on, it's like you are no longer in the exhibit hall and you've been transported to whatever environment that you are in, maybe a battlefield or maybe a gaming environment. So we are looking to show that off to other folks, and we see devices like that, just like Glass, informing our roadmaps as we think about how we can display our data back out in a very user intuitive environment, something that's simple for them to use, and allows them to easily digest the volumes, the immense spatial data that we'll be able to provide with our other products. So that's what we have on tap, and we're really excited to kind of have a three-ring circus of emerging technology to dazzle the folks that are attending the conference.
That's great. Well, wow, thank you for that rundown, AJ. It sounds like some amazing stuff you're going to be showcasing. And I can definitely say for all of our listeners out there, I have seen the Liquid Galaxy, and it is awesome. I highly recommend everybody coming by to check that out. And, you know, to shift gears real quick, AJ, you know, the GeoInt conference is the big party of the year for us. It was, you know, delayed from last year. Now the party's back on, which is great. We're all really excited about that. Overall, what do you guys hope to achieve this year at the conference?
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, we didn't see it last year, and there's a element of these events that I think is critical for the community, the spatial community, the public sector organizations that attend, and there's not another event like it. So we see it not only as a very good opportunity to inform our clients and the rest of the community on the advances we've made with our products. We work very hard, 365 days out of the year in some cases, to advance that technology and bring in the emerging IT capabilities that are out there. So this is a forum for us to show off to the entire community some of these new things and get their feedback, collect ideas, as well as collaborate with our partners, see what they're doing. An engineer likes nothing more than to show what it is that they've worked long and hard on. So collaborating with our partners, getting excited about their new technology, brainstorming around ways that we can combine things together, as I mentioned, things like plugging in Google Glass or Oculus Rift. There's many other things with other organizations with geoanalytics and the collection of higher definition imagery. So it's exciting to work with those partners and really be ambassadors for our piece of the pie, which is we see the democratization of spatial data. You know, we want to take all this investment that the GIS community brings together and expose it to an audience who never knew what GIS was, doesn't understand necessarily how to do GIS, but really wants to make better business decisions, wants to have more informed strategic planning, better policy, and wants to have more information faster about what's going on in the world around them. So the other thing we want to do is provide real-world examples of how this complex GIS has been radically simplified so that a much broader community, the common user, can experience the benefits of this GIS investment that the entire GIS industry has made. I think there's immense value that these geo tools can provide, and you see instances like Google Maps, for example, and how it's transforming the way that people navigate the real world, how they search for information in a spatial context, and it's very simple. There's a lot of complex GIS components that went into that, and I believe it'll evolve, but that's really what we're all about, really trying to provide those real-world examples showing how the private sector and the public sector has brought all that data together and simplified it to have a broader return on their investment with more members of their organizations taking advantage of it.
That's awesome. Well, I really love that theme of the democratization of data, and I certainly look forward to learning more about that when I see you guys at the show. And, you know, recently you all were named the Google Enterprise Global Partner of the Year for 2013 for Google Maps, as well as the North American Deployment Partner of the Year 2013 for Google Maps. And you recently announced this in a press release. Why is this significant?
Well, I think it's huge for us because it recognizes our investment around the Google relationship. Expanding our partnership with them into the private sector and establishes us as the go-to partner for their spatial offerings. We have a mechanism to sell to both private and public customers. Last year we made a increased investment in the private sector that we had been working with for a few years, but we really, really tripled down on that. Shows also some of our deep engineering expertise to configure their solutions for the simple use cases for complex data. But to put it in perspective real quick, 10,000 is the number of Google Enterprise partners worldwide. Google has 10,000 partners, so a little over that. 700 was the number of partners that attended the summit where we received the award. 6 was the number of categories for global enterprise partners selected by Google, so they had 6 different categories. 3 was the number of global partners announced that are, you know, multi-billion public companies, CW, SoftBank, heavily venture-backed companies. 2 was the number of global partners announced with over 13 years in each business. So there's a lot of partners out there that are well-funded, backed with lots of venture capital, or have been in this business for a while. Thermopylae was the only one that was recognized in one of these categories, recognized as number one for maps. And we are an innovative agile, Silicon Valley type, 6-year-old bootstrapped, scrappy startup that's really, really been able to see a lot of success in this area, both privately and publicly.
That's awesome, and well done on that. That's great to hear that, especially how you guys rose to the top of the pyramid and received this award. That is huge. You know, AJ, it's always a pleasure connecting with you. Before we sign off, is there anything you'd like to add?
I think we're just excited about the theme of convergence this year at GEOINT, the DI2E, the JIE, iSight, DSIGS. That's really key for us because as a technology provider that focuses on bringing new tools to the fight, convergence is something that's been a key part of our business strategy. We see mobile-based, intuitive, easy-to-use, highly performant tools as which brought us success in the private sector, the commercial space. So we've designed the same kind of software capabilities to leverage the best of what the COTS world has to offer and the COTS capabilities that we build, but bring it in a hybrid approach and a hybrid licensing model that fits with, you know, where the government's going, where these key strategic efforts like iSight and DI2E are going. And those efforts have informed each step of our development as we're a newer company. So when we started out, we said, we aren't going to get one of these old databases, we're going to look to newer databases, databases like Acumulo. But we really wanted to align ourselves exactly with where those efforts were going. So it's very exciting to see them come to maturity and to see convergence because our entire software model is built around nesting nicely into those current environments.
That's awesome. And what a great way to end this podcast. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Thermopylae interview with AJ Clark, who is the president of Thermopylae Sciences and Technology, who is kind enough to spend time with us today to share some insights on what we will be seeing at the upcoming GEOINT conference. And AJ, thank you so much for your time and look forward to seeing you in Tampa.
Oh, Matt, great as always. Can't wait to see you down there.
Likewise. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.